Yes, he seems to be unaware that the elections don't have to take place for another 4 months after the dissolution of Parliament. So Mutambara seems to think elections have to take place before the termination of that 5 years, whereas in fact it's 5 years plus 4 months. That's 29th of October 2013. The only way that can be extended is the life of Parliament can be extended if there's a declaration of war, and we hope that doesn't happen, or if there's a declaration of a state of emergency, or if there's a constitutional amendment to extend the life of Parliament. Constitutional Amendment 19 said nothing about the life of Parliament or the length of time that the GNU is to be in place.
Can they extend the term of the GNU using the Global Political Agreement?
Well, the reason why there's a lot of confusion around it is because the politicians frequently tell us that there are things in the GPA which are not there. For example, the recently ended ZANU-PF National People's Conference passed a resolution which noted that the GPA and the GNU legally and constitutionally came to an end after 2 years. That's simply nonsense. The GPA and the Constitution don't mention the length of time of the GNU. The reason why that misconception has come about is because the GPA says that the Constitution makes process was to take about 2 years. And the politicians had said that once the new constitution is in place, there must be elections. But that again is false. There is no requirement that there must be elections after the constitution-making process is concluded.